the Conservatives used to kick out racists as well. But Katie Lamb is still on their front bench. We see the Enoch Powell type comments. We see what Nigel Farage has said in his past. We see what Sarah Potchen has said in recent weeks.
He hasn't said anything in his
absolutely. There's something we're opposed to in this country. Look, why am I proud of this country? I think our country is better when every single one of us contributes, where we are proud of every single one of us. Our contribution, not because the way we look, but the way we act, the values that we hold. There's a clear difference between us and Reform, and now, unfortunately, Conservatives.
OK, well, the Conservatives aren't here to answer this, but they will be back on the programme soon. What about Tom's point that actually this applies to the left of British politics as well, that actually you are under threat from and you're shedding votes to the Greens, to the Liberal Democrats, that actually you might all have to get together?
So there's not going to be a deal with the Greens or the Liberal Democrats. The Labour Party stands for what we stand for. We have slightly different ideals, I think it's fair to say, to both sides. Look, from the Green side, for example, we believe in NATO, we believe in protecting Europe, we believe in protecting against dictators. Dictators like Putin, who Reform want to make us reliant upon.
How do we want to make us reliant on? What are you talking about?
And on the other side, from Liberal Democrats as well. Look, I understand they have different opinions, but they were in the coalition under 2010 to 2015. We do have different views, for example, on private school taxation. So look, I know people in the Greens, Liberal Democrats, they're good, decent people, but fundamentally we do have some differences about the way we believe our politics should be.
Okay. So you believe our politics, so you talk about a dictator, correct? Yes? You say Putin's a dictator. I'll tell you what's a dictatorship, and I'll tell you what's an authoritarian regime. It's cancelling elections. It's cancelling jury trials. It's imposing a digital ID system with no political mandates. And it's also curbing online dissent that you don't approve of. That's how authoritarian regimes operate. And you're doing all of that without a political mandate. It was not in your manifesto. We're not the ones cancelling elections. We're not the ones that want to surveil the whole country. We're not the ones that want to subject everyone to a digital ID without a political mandate. That's how dictators operate. It's not us, it's you.
Well, look, I'm not the one cozying up to Putin like Reform
how
likes
are we cozying
to do.
Up to, and I've seen how time and time again,
Reform
Putin?
Up to Putin when he was in the European
how are we cozying up to Putin?
As well as the Welsh leader.
Can you speak one at a time?
Forward,
just the viewers don't like talking over. We'll give you both your
he's
say.
He's accused us.
I will give you your say. Absolutely take it on.
And then?
In terms of online dissent, we absolutely criminalise those who threaten violence, especially to burn down hotels. Absolutely, yes. That's right, law and order, because I believe in reducing crime in this country. And I make no apologies for that whatsoever. When it comes to digital IT, absolutely. I have a national insurance number, a way that I can make it easier for people to ensure they have their health records, link up with their other records to make life more easily. Absolutely, I defend that. And what else do I defend? I defend the country and the values of this nation, which it doesn't matter how you look, it's what you contribute. And you know what? I'm really proud about this country. I'm really proud about the fact that the way I look has never made me feel any less British. Now, that's not what Nigel Farage believed as a schoolchild. It's not what Sarah Potchian believes today. I'm absolutely disgusted and ashamed where Reform are today. And I'll say this as well. I'm ashamed and disgusted where the Conservative Party are too.
Right, let's just set... No, Leila will have the chance to answer that. Please answer that.
So, if I may, just two questions. You said we're cozying up to Putin. Could you tell us in what sense?
Well, first of all, your Welsh leader was convicted of treason.
Yes, and he's a traitor.
As an MEP, we've seen Farage do it as a European Parliament.
No,
when
he didn't.
The MEP, repeating Putin's talking points that Ukraine were the one who ensured, or rather incentivised, an invasion. How despicable has that?
He didn't say that.
Leila, answer, please.
He didn't say that, number one. We have never said that you should be judged on the way you look. OK, we say that people that come to this country have to be a net contributor and respect British values. If you find that a problem, then that's your problem. But the majority of the British public agree with us. And you mentioned that you respect stopping crime, then you should stop illegal migration from coming in. You should take us out of the ECHR so illegal migrants do not cross on our shores. It's one thing you didn't say you respect, and that's democracy. And it's obvious that you don't, because you're cancelling elections for 7.5 million people after some of your councils cancelled elections in May for 5.5 million people.
Leila, could I just put to you, during the election campaign, Nigel Farage, in an interview with the BBC, he did say that the West provoked the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, he said that the NATO expansion could have provoked the war in Ukraine. And that is an opinion. It is not a confirmation that Putin's a great leader or something. And that, I think, is a widely held belief by some academics. It doesn't at all mean that he's cozying up to Putin.
Well, look, I personally really think Winston Churchill was one of our greatest prime ministers. And I remember the 1930s when he stood there and he said, dictators in Europe should
cancel
be stood
elections.
Up to. Absolutely, dictators in Europe should be
cancel
stood
elections.
Up to stop the military invading. I'm really proud of Winston Churchill. I'm really proud of his legacy. Now, look, I agree with Winston Churchill. It's just a shame that Nigel Farage doesn't.
It's a shame that you have to cancel elections because you're so scared of the polling that Reform's going to beat you in every single election that you've cancelled.
Right.
Stand by your words. And
okay.
And I've nothing.